There are two types of Hamza that appear in the Holy Quran. Both are read and treated differently. First, there is Hamzatul Wasl, the connecting Hamza, which looks like this. It occurs only at the beginning of the word. It occurs without any vowel on it. It can be pronounced or skipped. If the reader starts reading from the word starting with Hamzatul Wasl, then it should be pronounced. For example, Alhamdulillah. If the reader connects the word which begins with Hamzatul Wasl with the letter preceding it, then it should be skipped. For example, Rabbil Alameen and not Rabbi Al Alameen. So how do you know what vowel to start with when reading? Is it A, E, or U? If you do not know the difference between a verb and a noun, then the easiest way is to follow these steps. First, if the Hamzatul Wasl is preceded by a lam, then the Hamza takes a fatha. For example, here we see a lam after Hamzatul Wasl. So it will take a fatha and it will read Alhamdulillah. Or, if we wanted to read this word on its own, we see it has a lam after the Hamzatul Wasl. Therefore, it will read Al-Alameen. Second step, if the third letter of the word has a Dhamma, then the Hamzatul Wasl takes a Dhamma. For example, we see that the third letter has a Dhamma. So we will put a Dhamma on the Hamzatul Wasl. It will read Udkhulu. Or in this example, it will also take a Dhamma and it will read Ushdud. There are a few exceptions listed here, but the majority of the time, it will be a Dhamma. Third step, if the Hamzatul Wasl was not preceded by a lam, and the third letter does not have a Dhamma, then it's always a Kasra. For example, there is no lam after the Hamza, and the third letter is not a Dhamma, so it will take a Kasra and read Ittakhadhu. Here are some more examples to sum it all up. This word, does it have a lam after the Hamza? No. Is the third letter a Dhamma? Yes. So it will take a Dhamma and read Unzur. Next word, does it have a lam after the Hamza? Yes. So it will take a Fatha and read Al-Qari'ah. Third example, does it have a lam? No. Is the third letter a Dhamma? No. Therefore it takes a Kasra and reads Idhhab. As for Hamzatul Qata, the cutting Hamza, this appears in many different forms in the Arabic language, but pronounced the same. When pronouncing a Hamza that carries a sukun, care should be taken that it is pronounced correctly. Failing to do so may change it. For example, if we look at these two examples, this should read Fa'tu and not Fa'tu. And this should read Mu'sada and not Mu'sada. When there appear two Hamzas together, ensure both are pronounced distinctively. For example, the word should read A'antum, and this word should read A'anta.